It's late afternoon, immediately after the close of our last episode, as Tony Fassina opens the back door of Gordon Weber's automobile, snaps a leash on the collar of a small brown and white dog, and then starts in pursuit of Kate Beekman. More of Tony and Kate in a few moments. First, many blocks away, as Perry Mason and his secretary leave the civil court building.
Hurried, Ellen.
Why? Oh, in a hurry to find out if Kate Beekman phoned Gertie.
What? More important, I'm in a hurry now because Counselor Milliken is ready to offer us a settlement.
How do you know?
The look in his eyes. And he'll make a better offer if he has to wait until tomorrow.
Hey, Perry.
Oh, there's Paul Drake.
I see him.
Hey, Perry.
Keep going, Della, around the corner.
But Paul...
Paul will follow us, and I don't want to see Milliken now. Ah, there, now. We've left Milliken behind.
You almost left me behind. And Paul.
Hello, beautiful. What's the big idea, Perry?
We didn't want to see a man.
Me? just kidding. I know you want to see me.
For about 1 minute, if you have something to report.
We ought to give this a thorough going over, Perry.
Paul.
It's in reference to Ed Beekman's daughter.
Well?
What do you mean, well? Give me time to tell you the whole picture.
Paul, look, Ed is my friend, and I'll do what I can to help his daughter. But I have other things to attend to also. Now.
I'll give it to you fast. Two of the guys who alibied Gordy Weber are out of town. Chances are Gordy sent them.
Well, at least one.
One called Junior. Be hard to break Junior's story, so I can try to find the other two, which will be tough without police cooperation. Or I can bear down on Junior.
Can you break his story?
You never know.
Well, what do you think?
I'd say 50-50, if I really go after him.
You'd have to move out into the open.
Which will tip off Gordy.
Which won't matter if I break Junior's story.
If. Don't do it.
Whatever you say. I think you're right. Even though you have adopted Kate.
No, I haven't adopted her, but I have done about all I can do without adopting her. She's been warned, we've done all we can, and if we keep on interfering, there's a chance we'll stir up real trouble.
Okay, I'll drop it.
No, not at all.
Well, why not? You can keep an eye on her when she comes to work for you.
How did you know she was going to work for us?
Well, Gertie said...
Did Kate phone Gertie?
Not that I know of. I saw Gertie early this afternoon. Didn't she take the job?
Not yet. No, see you, Paul.
Hey, wait a minute. How come
she said... Well, ask Della tomorrow, will you?
I just wanted to know.
I don't want to see Milliken. Come on, Della, let's go.
Meanwhile, as Kate Beekman walks in the park near her home, she notices a smartly dressed young woman coming toward her. And then Kate frowns, puzzled, as she looks at the small brown dog the smartly dressed young woman is leading.
Oh. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Forgive me for speaking, but the way you looked at my dog...
Why, I thought I'd seen it before.
Oh, he wants to make friends.
Hello, little doggie. Can I pet him?
Of course. Oh, well, maybe you can tell me. You live around here?
Why, yes. I
lost the address. I want to find Kate Beekman.
I'm Kate Beekman. You're looking for me?
So you're... Well, I'm Antonia Fassina. No wonder the dog looks familiar. You have seen him.
What?
And he isn't mine now. He's yours. I was bringing him to you.
What? Oh, is this...
The dog Gordy Weber almost ran over. Gordy asked me to bring him to you.
Gordy? I don't understand. You can tell Mr. Weber for me that I...
Oh, Kate, isn't that cute? He wants you to pet him. Gordy says...
I don't care what Mr. Weber says, and I won't accept anything from him.
Then you don't like Skipper? Oh, Skipper thinks you're angry with him.
I'm not angry. I just... Come here, little dog. He's just as nice and clean as you can be.
Gordy gave him a bath.
Gordy?
Yes, can you imagine?
No.
Kate, I know you're mad at Gordy, but I haven't done anything to you, and Skipper hasn't hurt you. So won't you listen?
To you talk about Gordy? You're a friend of his?
Not a close friend. I play piano in a nightclub. Gordy helped me get a job once, so when he told me what happened and asked me to bring Skipper to you, well, I didn't want to intrude, but after what Gordy did for me, well, I owe him a favor.
What did he tell you?
All of it, I guess. About his new nightclub, how he offered you a job in it, and how you were riding in his car when he almost ran over Skipper. Oh, Skipper's cold. Let's walk while we talk.
Why?
Because, Kate, I promised Gordy I'd explain.
There are some things that can't be explained.
All I'm asking is for you to listen. I know things about Gordy that you don't know.
I know everything I need to.
Maybe. But we can all make mistakes.
Yes.
There is something I know. Gordy's shy.
Shy?
Yes, around people like you. It makes him act overbearing at times. And sometimes it makes him do things to show off. Like, well, Gordy's an expert driver. He ever tell you he used to race stock cars?
No.
Well, he did. He can handle a car like a dancer can handle her body. He knew he wasn't going to run over Skipper. He was only showing off. Of course, he was wrong, and he's sorry. We all make mistakes.
Now, wait a minute. You say Gordy went back and found the little dog?
Yeah, yeah.
This is the same little dog he almost... He does look the same. I thought he had more white on his coat.
Oh, but... Skippy's the one. Gordy spent all that night looking for him.
Why did he?
Can't you guess? Gordy knew if he phoned you, you wouldn't talk to him. If he stopped down the street, you'd turn away.
Oh, and now he thinks...
Honey, all he wants is for you to have Skipper. And for me to tell you the truth.
And...
He just wanted you to hear the truth, even if you don't believe it. Don't worry, Kate. We'll never see Gordy again.
What?
He's going away.
What about the nightclub?
He's giving it up.
Why?
It's the way he is. What happened when... Well, what happened between you, it broke him up.
I don't believe
it. Let me tell you something.
I won't listen to any more.
What's the matter, Kate? You afraid? Afraid to hear the truth? Gordy fought his way up from the bottom, and it was a tough fight. But hard as it was, Gordy was never too busy or too broke to give somebody a hand. Now, this is Gordy's chance to get someplace. It's the only break the poor little guy ever had. But he's throwing it away, kicking it out the window because... Well, you're a woman. I don't have to tell you why.
I suppose you want me to call him and...
I don't want you to do anything. Gordy doesn't expect anything. Giving Skipper is his way of saying he's sorry. But since you don't want him, well, we're out of the park now. Come on, Skipper. We'll walk to the corner and grab a taxi. Tough, Skipper. I thought I was finding you a good home, but... Well, those are the breaks, Skipper. You just didn't get them.
Why do you say that?
Now I'll have to get rid of them.
Why?
Gordy's going away, and they won't let me keep pets in my apartment.
What'll you do with him?
Oh, give him away. Turn him over to the Animal Society if I can't find any takers. I didn't think I'd have any trouble, but now... Come on, Skippy. Aw, he doesn't want to leave you.
He's a sweet little boy, aren't you, Skipper? Gordy should have asked me before.
Well, how could he, Kate? Would you speak to him?
No, but...
And besides, he was sure you'd like to have Skipper. You can bet Skipper'd like to have you.
I want him, too.
Well, Kate!
He's so cute. I hate to think of you giving him away to just anybody.
Oh, there's something else you ought to say, Kate. It was mighty thoughtful of Gordy to send him to you. It's up to you, honey, but you might tell him thanks. Oh, I don't mean personally. You just phone and say thanks and goodbye. His train leaves in a couple of hours. But that's up to you, honey. If you think the guy has earned it, thank you. Well, it's up to you. I'll tell you goodbye, Kate. You too, Skipper. Oh, well, look, Katie loves you best already. Goodbye, Skipper. Bye, Kate.
Kate Beekman refused Gordy's offer of a job because she felt that Gordy is cruel. Now, Gordy is doing his clever best to change Kate's mind. What do you think will happen now? You'll join us tomorrow, won't you?